I always find it funny whenever someone asks me for my opinion, but they really don't want it. What they want instead is to see if what I think aligns with them, and if it doesn't, then they're ready to jump down my throat and say why I am incorrect. And I think this is a big problem just in society in general, because A, we're not really listening to each other, and by not listening, it doesn't allow for open dialogue. You know, I'm a big advocate of having conversations and being able to have discussions, right? Not even debates, discussions, where both people go into it with an open mind, trying to understand the other person and things of that nature. Now, you know, sometimes minds will change, other times they won't. And that has to be acceptable too. You can't go in there with the idea that you want to convince anyone of anything. But rather, if you go into that sort of scenario, what it should be about is, hey, I want to express what I think, but I want to hear from them, and maybe I can learn, right? I think too many of us, David Foster Wallace talks about this in his This Is Water speech, where really the problem of life is just blind confidence, blind certainty to everything, you know, to our own beliefs. And I think we need to be a little bit more malleable in that way, and because we should change our opinion as new things come up. You know, we don't know everything. As they say, humans are imperfect. So why do we expect that, like, what we think, what we quote unquote know is the truth, is the only truth, and so forth? There's other perspectives. And again, it's not to say that you should always just take someone else's, thoughts and beliefs and things like that and spin them into your own. But I think we need to be a little bit more critical, but critical by listening, not just like shunning an idea away. And I think if we all did that, that would certainly improve not even the world, but our relationships with people around us, you know, coworkers, friends, loved ones, kids, whoever it may be, family members, doesn't matter. I think, I really believe that these relationships would be enhanced if we all sort of did that. And, you know, I try to do that. Am I always perfect? No, I'm not always perfect. But the more we can sort of try to engage with that, I think, you know, the better the results. So anyway, I hope that helps give you some perspective. I hope that opens you up to, you know, harder conversations in the future with better results. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'll see you next time.